Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today we come to Psalm 89, verses 46 through 52, the last verses of this lengthy psalm written by Ethan. Ethan, we see from Scripture, was a Levite and a wise man. And this is how Ethan ends his psalm. How long, Lord, will you hide your face forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how fleeting is my life? For what futility you have created all humanity. Who can live and not see death? Or who can escape the power of the grave? Lord, where is your former great love, which is your faithfulness you swore to David? Where is that? Remember, Lord, how your servant has been mocked, how I bear in my heart the taunts of all nations, the taunts with which your enemies, Lord, have mocked, with which they have mocked every step of your anointed one. Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen. In my office, there's a Time magazine with the cover story, How to Die. The story was written by Joe Klein, and it describes the last days in the lives of his mom and dad. I have no problem with the topic, but I do find it strange that this article is explaining how to die without addressing what happens next. Okay, maybe I don't find that strange. Just sad. Scripture is clear that everyone's going to die. The writer of the Hebrews tells us that it's appointed to man once to die. No one has power over the day of death. Death is indeed the destiny of every man. Scripture is also clear that death is not final. Following death, judgment comes. And for the believer, the judge is our Savior who paid the penalty for our sin and is there to welcome us home. If you're walking through the last days with someone you love, I encourage you to talk openly and honestly about Jesus. Let them know how much He loves them. Let them know that He died for their sins on a cross. Use the time to explain how they can know Him and be sure of what happens when they close their eyes in death. Let's not leave it to the magazine writer to teach us how to die. God's Word is the only place where we find the promise of eternal life. Here are some passages to read and reflect. John 5:24, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. That person who trusts in Jesus has eternal life. John 8:51, very truly, I tell you, whoever obeys my word will never see death. Obeying God's word is not a salvation by works, but obeying God's word is trusting in Jesus as the only way to have a relationship with the living God. John 11:25-26, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Father, even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear. Thank you for being with us and giving us courage and comfort. Thank you for carrying us over the bridge that leads from death to life. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.